friends from the internet, welcome back to Alelie. Hope you had a nice week. Hope you had like a nice Halloween Tuesday if you went out to see trick-or-treating, or if you had childs or stuff and you went trick-or-treating with them. Sounds fun. We are now into November, guys. We have passed all the year almost already. So you know what it means, new episodes with new stuff. Excuse me if I'm a bit with a weird sound. It's because I was sick all this week, so if you hear me with a weird voice, it's probably all that. But yeah, let's start with an episode of the November month. The one and the only, a great cartoon series that changed my life, Gravity Falls. Okay, so we're gonna talk about a little bit of how this show started, some information about the cartoon and some good insights, and then we will talk fun facts. So get your coffee, your tea, your drink of preference, or sit in your sofa, go for a walk, whatever you prefer when you're listening to the podcast, and let's start. Gravity Falls is an American mystery comedy animated television series created by Alex Hirsch for Disney Channel and Disney XD. The series follows the adventures of Dipper Pines and his twin sister Mabel, who are sent to spend the summer with their great uncle, Grunkle Stan, in Gravity Falls, a mysterious town full of paranormal incidents and supernatural creatures. The kids help Stan run the mystery shack, the tourist trap that he owns, while also investigating local mysteries. Let's talk about this series. So the series premiered on June 15, 2012, and it ran until February 15, 2016. Just for information, this series just has two seasons, which is quite short for a cartoon TV series, but it's so good, guys. It's like the perfect length, and the story is always there. Alex Hirsch stated that he will finish the show in the second season, and it was like 100% his choice. It was not that the show was being canceled. It was just because the story was at its end, and it was like simply that natural conclusion. This series, it's so good. It was critically acclaimed by everything that they've done. Not only the characters, how are they built on their stories and the voicing. You know, guys, when you see this cartoon, you just want to see it every time because like the colors are perfect and the shape of the cartoons are really good. Like everything on the art is, wow, amazing. And also because this is a great TV series that showed that cartoons could be multi-generational. So you can have a children watching it and also a young adult watching it, like me, will be like fascinated by it because it has the structure for all audiences. The series not only was critically acclaimed, but it also won 2 Emmy Awards, 3 Annie Awards, and a BAFTA Children Award. And it was, at the time, the highest rated show in Disney XD in 2015 and early 2016. It also had several rating records for the network. The success of this cartoon series is incredible for Disney, and also it triggered or it inspired and influenced a lot of other cartoons that are also on Disney or in other different chains of cartoon television. But like, it is really great. Like, the plot, the story, everything, every to minimal detail, it was perfect. Also, the great appeal with Gravity Falls is that it has a darker side too. So like, it's the first TV series cartoon that is aired in Disney that has really a mysterious and dark side, like an unusual atmosphere. We can draw comparison to Twin Peaks or the X-Files. And it's really, really great because like the mysterious stuff that they are talking about is like way deeper and has more thought and even has some not scary, but like just mysterious and suspenseful things, they do have like a deeper and more high risk on the characters, on their storylines and everything. The series has so many details that the more hardcore fans will look out for. It has so many details, not only on the storyline, but also on the credits and everything. I will talk more about it later, but yeah, this is super great because it has a lot of hidden messages, treasure hunts inside this series. We were talking about before that the cartoon influenced and inspired a lot of other new eras, like a new generation of cartoon, and we can see that influence on the works of like the latest shows in Disney and some on Netflix, but mainly on Disney. For example, The Owl House was created by Dana Terrace and has like a mysterious ambience as well. Amphibia, I'm currently watching it. If it's really good, I will try to talk about it on the podcast, but Amphibia, for now, it has a really great, inspiring things on this show. There's like Big City Greens or the animated film history about the Mitchells and versus the Machines went out, I think, last year on Netflix. Really great as well. So like we can see all the influence of Gravity Falls on all these different shows, which is amazing. You did it, Alex Hirsch. You did it. I don't know if you guys have this, but like sometimes when I see a TV show that I really like, I try to find similar ones or stuff that can get me on the same level of content. But yeah, it's kind of like been difficult to find other cartoon series that are as good as Gravity Falls. And I even tried to search for more Alex Hirsch like series or everything, but he has done all the ones that is like completely different. If I have a new one, I will let you know. For now, I will say Amphibia is the closest one. Now let's talk about something juicy. Well, as you know, this show was of Disney, and you know Disney always has a lot of control over his shows, and because they have a, well, you know, an image and they have an audience that is like really young children. But Alex Hirsch revealed a number of notes that he said he received from Disney regarding the age appropriateness of the show's pitch content. So he tweeted a 4-minute narrated video detailing the request to remove or edit a specific jokes, sequences, or maybe character interactions. And I have some of the examples that I got from an article. Let you know what Disney TV said to Alex Hirsch. In his video, he stated the following are real events from the Disney TV Standards and Practices Department. So he had a lot of requests of changing stuff or doing some edits to his work, even back to September 2011. But Hirsch obviously refused to make the changes. There are some pretty weird ones where you are like, oh god, they're going too far. For example, one of them was the word poop face and the word hoo-ha. They said, please revise poop face as it comes across as a replacement for shit face. Prior use of Mabel saying poop, poop, poop and butts in the episode Fight Fighters came across as more childlike and not as offensive. But yeah, like poop face is not as a representative of shit face. Like poop face is like, I don't know, I imagine a child just talking about it and say poop face. Not horrible. And the other one is hoo-ha. So that one I understand, but it's not used in that context. So hoo-ha in a more slang term can be the private parts of a woman. So they sent him please revise as well. But Hitch responded to the initial edit by dismissing that any child watching will be finding the term poop face offensive. Because obviously it's not, it's like really a childish term. And as for hoo-ha, he wrote, it is a proper word meaning excitement or hullabaloo. And that is clearly its meaning here. The context is in an owl themed restaurant called Hoo-ha's Jamboree. Not changing. Crazy! But there are some even crazier ones. hear about this. There was a character that is dressed in a teddy bear outfit, I don't know why, but they find it problematic because it may call to mind the people who dress up as a stuffed animals as a furry fetish. And I'm like, what? It doesn't make any sense. Like, who will be doing this connection later? It's a child thing. Like, they can also dress as a teddy bear, you know? I don't know, but it's really weird. There's a lot of stuff that they distortion, or they were thinking that it will be distortion by the audience and do some potential sexual innuendos on a younger audience. So I understand they are trying to just protect their backs about all of this stuff, but they go to really weird lengths to do it. They also touch about the cultural offensiveness or representation of the show's gay couple. So if you have seen the show, you know there is two cops, Sheriff's Blobs and Deputy Dorland. They are a really cute couple and they're really funny together. And they're always talking in this flirty, nice way. And they really care about each other. They love each other. But they don't do anything much on the series apart from talking lovely to each other and being nice and just placing their hand on their shoulder and that's it. But apparently Disney said to Hirsch, when it came to the duo Cheryl Darryl Blobs and Deputy Dorland, they were asked to please revise the action of Blobs putting his arm around Dorland. As noted in previous concerns, their affectionate relationship should remain comical versus flirtatious. So they really didn't want to put this relationship out there. Let me backtrack. Right now, Walt Disney is trying to be more supporting of the LGBTQ plus community, but at the time, 2011 or 2016, they were still a really old game. If you think about it really hard, this will be their actual first gay couple show on air on Disney. And then you'll see it later more in, for example, Star versus the Forces of Evil, where there's a scene, there's like a lot of couples, and there are like heterosexual couples, lesbian couples, homosexual couples. They're all there. But yeah, at the time they did have a lot of issues with this. So obviously they didn't make Hirsch bend, so thank God, because he didn't bend to this wheel of like changing stuff that much, and he stayed with his idea, and I think it was really great for him to put his foot down, and it turned out to be great. For this next part, I will say, spoiler alert, if you haven't seen the episodes of Gravity Falls, and if you haven't seen especially the second season, try to pass to the next part, to the fun facts. Because this will be having a little bit of spoilers with what I'll talk about. The twin logic on Gravity Falls. So as you may know, if you have seen the series, at the end or towards the end, we see that finally Stan is revealed to have like a secret lab. And in this secret lab is a machine that is like a portal to another dimension. And he is trying to get back his brother from the other dimension. I will just talk to you about how this Gravity Falls had a super cool twist and made a cliche twist satisfying because it gave us a lot of clues. So first things first, we have Mabel and Dipper. So Mabel and Dipper are the cool representation of Stan and Stanford. They exist on this family and on this story means that they are other twins on the family. They maybe didn't know, but yeah, Grunkle Stan has a twin. And it's the same representation because it's the same bond and it's the same relationship that Mabel and Dipper have in that regard. So like Stan and Stanford, when they were younger, they were literally like Mabel and Dipper. And then when they grow old, they grow apart. And that's what you will see later on Dipper and Mabel's path, because you know Dipper's more like Stanford and Mabel's more like Stan, so they both connect with their counterparts. So like that means how the relationship go, how the relationship went afterwards, how they could fix it. Like Mabel and Dipper are in an older story where they could change their relationship and not be like their grunkles, like Grunkelstein and Grunkelstafford. So that's how we see it here. And I will not give you more details, but this is really cool. And they made a lot of secret messages about the existence of Grunkle Ford, so Stanford, the twin of Stanley, so Grunkle Stan. In some episodes, we are shown the places of the Mystery Shack and this reveals stuff that is from Ford. For example, on the episode, they open a room and this room has a blanket that can switch bodies. So when they enter first on this room, Stan enters the room and sees a pair of glasses and takes them. He puts them in their pocket. The children are there and everything, but no one notices it. But then if you recall this later, those are the glasses that Ford uses. So that means that that was Ford's office. This made that there is the existence of another twin, mystery twin. Now, let's talk about something fun, like fun facts. Fun fact number one. So Gravity Falls is inspired by a town called Boring. As a child, Alex Hirsch was taking road trips and he remembers to be enchanted by the town called Boring in Oregon. Big thing of the cities. I don't know how is that called, where it says the city and then the logo of the city. So this is Boring, the most exciting place to live. Alex Hirsch says Gravity Falls is partially from what I imagine Boring might be like, or maybe the opposite of Boring, Oregon, would be Gravity Falls. Cha-ching! Fun fact number two. No one knows Dipper's real name. Yeah, well, if you see the series, you know that Dipper gets his nickname from his birthmark, that is in the shape of the Big Dipper on his front, but we don't really know his real name. It's still a mystery! Fun fact number three! Zeus is based on Jesus Chambrod, a college friend of series creator Alex Hirsch. So apparently Alex Hirsch was on Cal Arts and he had a friend named Jesus and he didn't know his age. He knew that he was a bit older than them, but he never figured out the age. And apparently one day he just took off his hat and he was bald and he was traumatized by that. But just to say that Zeus has a kind of the same personality that his friend. So he's really like young and vibrant and funny, but then he's like an older person. Not really old, but older person. Four fun fact. Dipper and Mabel are loosely based on Alex and his twin sister Ariel. Well, if you don't know, Alex is a twin himself. So he based Mabel and Dipper as himself and his twin sister. So Ariel has character traits that have shown up to be Mabel, like the love for boy bands, a bit of boy craziness, and in general just being goofy and nuts and full of love. Hirsch said that he takes pleasure in taking memories of growing up with my sister and fusing them with some kind of magic weirdness. The relationship between the twins is very much based on my relationship with my twin sister. So now you know where it comes from. Fifth fun fact. Mabel's fantastic sweaters are also rooted in real life. So particularly because his sister of Alex Hirsch had a lime green troll doll sweater. So it was like a troll doll that has hair and had like a button on their belly button. And it was like a jewel. And she went out in public with it and went out school and everything with it. So he said he found that unusual. So he decided to add that trait as well to Mabel. So she's using all the time cool, funky sweaters that have different textures and animals and they are interactive. They light up. They have a lot of stuff. He says also that he felt that Mabel, the character, is fun, loving, and bubbly, and she wouldn't wear the same outfit week after week, like a cartoon character in many animated series. She's the only one that gets different outfits in each episode. Ba-bam! Fun fact number six! Alex. Do you know that also Grunkle Stan was based on Alex Hirsch's grandpa? So yes, Stan's doppelganger is Hirsch's grandfather. So he had the same experience with the Hirsch twins that are kind of like Dipper and Mabel and all the stuff. And even the Grunkle, like the term Grunkle, was inspired by a great aunt who called herself Grunty Lewis. 7 fun facts. Did you know that there are codes to be deciphered in each episode? And yes, every episode of Gravity Falls ends with a code that can be deciphered using a variety of ciphers. I don't know all the ciphers, don't ask me what are they. But there include Caesar cipher, Advash cipher, Beginner cipher, and A1C26. There's even a website that is called The Mystery of Gravity Falls, dedicated to all the ciphers on the ending credits. Alex really loved the treasure hunt things. 8th fun fact. If you listen to the theme song in reverse, you can have a hidden message. And yes, you'll hear a whisper that tells you how to unravel the cipher at the end of each episode. They change the ciphers, obviously, as I said, on every episode. So on the theme song, changes as well. So the hint is different in everyone. So many hidden messages. 9 fun fact and another hidden message. So there is an end credit puzzle. What did I mean? So at the end of each episode, there is a piece of the puzzle that it gets to you, and you can only get the full puzzle once you watch all the episodes of the series. So, for all the hardcore fans, in the end of credits, you can see the images and symbols, and if you put them correctly, you arrange them correctly, the images of Grunkle Stan and his brother Ford appear. Taboo! 10 fun fact. You're not imagining it, those references to Twin Peaks are real. Since they're both supernatural-based shows that take place in the Pacific Northwest, Hirsch and his writers thought it would be fun to sneak in a few design references. Did you catch any? 11 and final fun fact. Creator Alex Hirsch also does several voices on the show. Not only he is the creator of the show, he also has all the creative direction of it and also does the voices of some cool characters. Here they are. He lent his voice for super important characters like Grunkle Stan Pines and Zeus, Shamrod and Bill Cipher even. But he also is responsible for more or less like second-hand characters that are like the voices of Fiddle Ford Hedron, Old Man McGucket, the gnomes, Quentin Tremblay, the 4th Esquire. Amazing! This dude is awesome. I love his voices. They're so different from each other. Well, friends, this is pretty much everything for this week's episode. Hope you like it. If you want to watch Gravity Falls, you know where it is, Disney Plus. Go into Disney Plus and you will find something really cool that is this cartoon series that it will change your life forever. It's so good. I recommend it so much. Hope you like it and let me know what you think. Remember to follow us on Instagram at Aleli Movie Podcast. Yes, I changed the name again because some of technical issues. But yes, we have all our nice reels about some fun facts of your greatest movies, movies that are on my podcast, and some extra movies that they are not on my podcast for now, but I will give you some cool insights. So yeah, you can check them out there. So you just can go down to my webpage on the podcast and you will find the link to my Instagram page. And if not, you can also have the link that is being put on the description of the episode. And you can find us there. Follow us. Yes. Enjoy your week, guys, and see you next week with another great episode. Woohoo! Bye, friends!